This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we saw that our freedom is not based on our performance. Galatians 5:1 declares, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. He was sent to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir." As you read on in this chapter, you'll find that Paul addresses those who are pagans, who tried pleasing false gods. That's as futile as trying to keep the law. Now that you know the true and living God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable principles, Paul says in Galatians 4? Whatever your background religiously, when you trust in Jesus Christ, you are sons, and God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, "Abba, Father." God wants us to enjoy our freedom and inheritance as sons. But while affirming this wonderful blessing, Paul clarifies, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." Galatians 5:13. Christians are called to be free, but warned that they are not free to sin. Rather, they are free to serve one another in love. This freedom is primarily freedom from the law. Paul shares his experience in Galatians 1:14. "I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when he met Jesus, he discovered a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ." Have you discovered this glorious truth?